Chesapeake Valley, 6-2 as we sit here 2 weeks into the season. And to talk about it, he's back by popular demand. Coach Brad Anderson here on the program, Southeast Valley Baseball. Coach, good to have you this morning.
Hey, good. Thanks for having us again. We appreciate the coverage.
You know, we talked about your Mitch Williams look, you know, last time you were on the program a couple of weeks ago. And this morning, I'm going to tell you, Coach Anderson came in here like a relief pitcher, like a closer, comes walking in. I'm like, okay, I was expecting him. Here he comes out of the bullpen, and here he's on here with us now. You guys are 6-2. You're coming off a win at Manson last night against the Cougars 5-1. That's one where I know that they battled you. You know that you're going to get a battle out of them, but you're able to put it together. And I am one who I firmly believe you need to beat your neighboring opponents because that matters to the community and it matters to your program.
Oh, every time we play Manson, it's a battle. Like I said, they're well coached with Doug. He does a great job with them. We don't look at scores. We don't look at common opponents because everything's different every night. But we just know that whenever we play Manson, they're going to come to play, and we got to bring our A game. And like I said, we had Sam Hansen on the mound. He threw a great game for us last night, and that was really propelled us, and we had just enough offense to do what we needed to do.
Yeah, Sam Hansen has been really good here in the early going for you. 15 1/3, 2-1 now, 9 runs, 7 earned, 7 hits. His walks numbers may be a little higher than what you want, but 34 strikeouts and a 3.20 ERA, he's doing his thing.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely take it. He's a hard thrower, and like I said, we just tell him to stay within himself sometimes because he really wants to bring the power, and like I said, he just has to stay within himself sometimes. But you know what? We'll take 5 walks, 13 strikeouts, and kind of live to see what happens.
Yeah. If he pitches, if he issues some free passes, gets himself in a jam. He's one of these guys that can get a strikeout and nullify that a little bit.
And you really did. Last night was a perfect example of that. You know, he put a couple guys on, but then he would strike out the next three or just get plays. And our defense has been making plays behind him, so that's what we ask.
Well, that's key when you're a power pitcher like that. You know, when you're a guy who people are going to put the ball in play a lot, you can't get in that situation because then guys are going to hit behind runners and they're going to score and yada, yada, yada. But with him, he's able to make up with it and get key strikeouts in situations here. Brad Anderson, my guest, Southeast Valley Baseball. Jags are 6-2 here after the first 2 weeks of the season. Coach, we talked to you 2 weeks ago in the season preview. Are you sitting about where you thought you would be in 2 weeks?
I think ideally, if you told me at the beginning of the season that we would be 6-2 after 2 weeks, I would definitely have taken it. Absolutely. Because I knew Roland Story, that opening game, I knew they were going to be a good ball club. And going into the seventh inning, it was a 6-2 ball game. And we just had a couple little slip ups. And they put 6 at the top of the seventh and kind of made it a little deceiving final score. But, you know, the rest of the week, we just kind of took care of business and did what we needed to do. And then this week, you know, we were very fortunate against Sioux Central to get a nice bottom of the seventh winning run score. And then, you know, we went into a buzzsaw Humboldt, and they look good.
I was going to ask you about that because that did shock me a little bit, the score on that one when I saw it the other morning, 16-0.
And in all honesty, our starting pitcher threw well. He should have been out of the second inning with 4 batters into it, and instead they end up scoring 12 runs that inning. It just kind of, and they hit the ball well. I mean, don't get me wrong, but we just kind of put ourselves in a hole, and you can't do that against a team like Humboldt.
Yeah.
They're 2-1-9 good hitters, and you put yourself in a bad situation, and it just kind of snowballed, and it just kind of happened, and it's not all bad sometimes.
That's the game of baseball sometimes.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yep.
And, you know, I think it says a lot about you guys from a coaching standpoint, mentality standpoint. It says a lot about your players to come off of that loss Thursday night and then to regroup and win last night against Manson.
And that was one thing that we really talked about post-game at Humboldt was, guys, baseball is a short memory.
Mm-hmm.
You came off a beautiful win Wednesday night, but you can't let it carry over into Thursday, and then you can't let a Thursday beat down carry over to Friday in the conference game. So
one day at a time.
Really happy with our approach and the way they just kind of, you know, they celebrated Sioux Central afterwards, but yet they came back on Thursday ready to work.
Brad Anderson is my guest here, Southeast Valley Baseball. Jags 6-2 on the season. Coach, I noticed when I was doing some notes on you guys, you got six hitters that are hitting 300 or over. That's pretty deep in the lineup right there.
I was looking through that, and sometimes, you know, I try not to get too hung up on stats, but, we're really hitting the ball well, and it's coming from all spots of the lineup. It's been a nice thing. And we've kind of adjusted our approach this year into hitting, and knock on wood, it's helped us so far this year. So
yeah, for sure. And you guys have been able to capitalize on it here, 6-2 through the first 2 weeks, and hitting 304 as a team here together. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some specific guys. We talked about Sam Hansen pitching. We're going to talk about his hitting a little bit here, too. But I want to talk about Superman, Colson Cruz, hitting over 500, driven in 13. He leads you in stolen bases, runs scored, on base percentage. He sweeps, mops, fills the Gatorade cooler, and drives the bus, doesn't he, Coach?
Yeah, and, you know, Colson, like I said, he's done a lot for us. In fact, we've had some injuries and some guys banged up. So Wednesday night he pitched. Thursday night he played first base. Last night he played catcher. So
wherever you need him,
he really is. And like I said, he started off as our catcher when he was an eighth grader and a freshman, and kind of moved into that middle infield pitcher role. And again, like I said, he threw a lot of pitches on Wednesday. So we kind of gave him the night off, putting him at first base, thinking, okay, save his arm a little bit. And we wanted to give Justin Lowski a shot at shortstop and just kind of see how he's going to fill in. Because we've got some spots to fill when Colson's pitching and things like that. So, like I said, Caden Larson's a little banged up behind the plate. So gave him a night off and put Colson back there, and he did a real nice job for us. So
the idea of moving him out from behind the plate a couple of years ago, was that an idea where it was just the personnel met that, or was that we want to kind of preserve him offensively and that kind of thing?
Well, and you don't want your number one pitcher to be your number one catcher. You know, it's kind of he throws a lot of, he throws every pitch back to the pitcher.
So, yeah, sure.
You know, you're talking pitch count and saving arms.
It's, yeah.
Kind of one of those
good
things
point.
Where it's, you know, you don't want him to have to double duty it too much, but like I said, he's been a real solid player for us.
Yeah, he has. He's been kind of a leader for you, and has done a little bit of everything too for you as well. Brad Anderson is my guest. He's the Southeast Valley baseball coach here. He and Brian Beckel are the associate head coaches of that program. And you know, with the way you guys have started at 6-2. You guys may set a new trend in coaching here, where we have two associate head coaches. Because I told you it's rare, but man, is it not working out through eight games?
Oh, it's like I said, we just keep rolling, we keep doing our things, and like I said, we're on the phone with each other pretty much all hours of the night. It feels like we're always texting back and forth. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And
right.
Putting together a lineup the last few nights has been.
Well, that's the thing, man. It's like after you work with somebody that closely for a while, it's either going to really, really work or it's really, really not.
Yeah.
And for you guys, like, you're in lockstep with each other.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, we just kind of – I think we've done it long enough now together that we just kind of know pretty much what each other's thinking. And
sure.
And we just kind of go with it and adopt each other's ideas.
That trust is something that you can't manufacture that. You can't fabricate that. That is what that is, and you guys have that going on. Now, coming up this week, you've got Westbend Mallard on Monday. On Wednesday, you're at Emmitsburg. Always tricky to go to Emmitsburg, no matter what they have and what you're doing. And then Friday at Alta Aurelia, you've got a Saturday tournament at Madrid next week?
Yeah, we head down to Madrid next Saturday. We open up with Ankeny Christian at noon.
Okay, so a very busy week here,
yep.
And going to have to figure out how to preserve the pitch count and how to work the rotation through about five games this week, right?
Yep, and we're looking forward to the challenge. Like I said, we got the conference games Monday, Wednesday, Friday are obviously our top priority, but we're kind of looking forward to that challenge on Saturday to see how some of these younger guys are going to fill in and step up and get ready to put themselves in a position to be a varsity pitcher.
Do you know who you have in terms of the draw next Saturday yet, or at least the first game?
Ankeny Christian's our first game.
Oh, yeah, you just said that.
And like I said, I honestly don't know too much about them. I kind of looked at them early in the year, and I know they had a pretty good season last year, and, of course, it's kind of hard to tell by last year's stuff. But it looks like they return a lot of players. So, and, again, I don't know what their schedule is like leading up to this week, kind of like what we are. You know, we're going to obviously focus on our conference games because, you know, our ultimate goal is to compete for that Twin Lakes Conference Championship. So we're going to really put our emphasis on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, see what happens this week, and then go into Saturday and hopefully just have a little fun playing some baseball.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those deals, too, where you can use that Saturday thing to kind of get a look, as you mentioned, at some younger pitchers and maybe get some guys in the lineup that you haven't gotten as many at-bats for as you want and that kind of thing. And really can use that as, I guess you would say, on-the-job training kind of stuff for some younger players.
And we do like that opportunity because, like I said, these guys put in the work too, and it's kind of nice to get them some varsity at-bats. So,
right.
So in the future, you know, they're ready to go as well.
Right.
You know, you never know. You're always an injury away.
Yeah.
And like I said, we've had a few guys banged up and have moved some things around. So it's a good opportunity to be a different type of situation.
Yeah,
but
get
still
a guy,
part of the action.
Get a guy experience, get him comfortable in a June tournament on Saturday in Madrid. So in the July playoffs, if you have to lead on him, it's not the first time that they've been through for sure. Brad Anderson, my guest, Southeast Valley. Jags are 6-2. I looked at the wrong number. I almost called you 12-2.
I think that.
6-2 here so far on the season. Wanted to mention, too, you know, we talked about you got six hitters over 300 thus far in 2 weeks. You know, we know about Colson Cruz. We know about Sam Hansen. We know about some of your other guys. But a couple of guys jumped off the page to me that maybe I didn't know about prior. Drew Correll hitting .357, Carson Lambert hitting .345.
Oh yeah, those two have really stepped up, and they're both Carson's our left fielder and Drew's our center fielder. And I tell you, that hit the other night by Carson, we had the bases loaded, bottom of the seventh, two outs. You know, your little league dream right there in front of you, and he just smacked that ball out into right field, and we got every runner to advance. And like I said, it was just a real great moment for him, and something he'll never forget, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And like I said, he's swinging a good bat right now. He's just happy. And like I said, Drew's really come on. He came out early the Sioux Central game, just saying his little heat issue going on. But you kind of gave him the night off against Humboldt. He came in and pitched a little bit, which we look forward to him being a pitcher in the future. So we got a little action there. So we're really happy with the way he's swinging the bat. We definitely like his bat in the lineup. He's hitting the four spot for us. And, you know, just a good addition.
We talked about Sam Hansen's been good on the hill. We know just about what to expect out of Colson Cruz on the hill too. 1-2. Where are you? How do you feel about the back end of the rotation?
We like Rhett Granfield on the mound for us. He came in and finished it out last night for us.
Okay.
He's gotten some starts. A couple of years ago, we kind of called him our closer. He just was the guy that would just come in and he would chew up those last inning or two every night for our pitchers. And that way we always had our starters able to go. And like I said, we really wanted to get him some starts this year. And like I said, he threw really well against South Central Calhoun the first week. And like I said, he's done just a good job for us. Like I said, I know he's got eaten up quite a few innings for us, if I look at this right. You know, he's at 11 and two-thirds innings for us.
Yeah, for sure. So he's getting a lot of work, for sure, and 2-0. And Granfield also, I believe, is close to your lead in RBIs. He's got 11 on the season. So he's another guy that's stepping in, producing for you offensively.
Oh, and that's great because, like I said, he's in our nine spot, which just tells you what our 6, 7, and 8 guys are doing.
Yeah.
I mean, and we talked about, well, this guy's on fire. We should move up the lineup. I'm like, we have production in the bottom half. I'm really happy with that. And
yeah, I mean, look, when your bottom half is solid, it's like having another top half. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
I mean, and so I like that. And when you got six hitters sitting over 300, I mean, yeah, a guy gets hot. Where do you put him? Everybody's hot. Everybody's hitting over 300 right now.
And Lucas Johnell's another one. He's batting, like, I think, in our seventh spot. He's just been Mr. Consistency. And just, you know, we count on him for a base hit a night. And last night he put a nice one down the line and stretched it into a double and kind of got our things going last night when we were just kind of getting guys on but not really producing a whole lot. And he came up big and got our inning going. And
There you go.
That's exactly what we need to happen.
And if he's a jundle, I haven't even seen him play, but I bet he can run. Because every jundle I've ever seen can run, so I bet he can, for sure there. And that's another thing, you know, you guys have kind of the star power that people talk about, but you also have those guys who are just getting it done in other spots that maybe don't have the spotlight that the Colson Crews and Sam Hansen guys carry with them, you know?
Yep, and like I said, our top 10 guys that are playing varsity right now are just doing an outstanding job, and all those guys that are right behind them in that JV level that come in and do all that stuff behind the scenes are just, they're greatly appreciated, and it's just real fun to have.
They're chasing them. Culture of competition, I think, is a way to say that, and that's something that, you know, not everybody has, a special thing, and you guys are being successful because of it, I think.
Yeah, and like I said, I do appreciate, you know, the number one guy in your roster to the last guy in your roster, and it's just they come every night, and they're just fun kids to be around. You have that season, and we're just, everything is fun, and right now that's what we have, is just a great group of kids. They come, they have fun, they joke around with the coaches, but when it's time to be serious and go to work, they get serious and go to work. So, I mean, it makes it fun for a guy like me to go in there every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian Anderson has been my guest from Southeast Valley Baseball. Coach, I appreciate the time here this morning. You guys are red hot coming out of the gate here. Continued success from you and your program.
Well, I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll keep the ball rolling like we have been. And like I said, I appreciate the coverage and
absolutely. Everything
that you guys do, so it's much appreciated.
Oh, absolutely, and we appreciate your time. That's Brad Anderson, Southeast Valley Baseball.